Would you like to lay a solid foundation from which to build your Christian life? If so, you'll need a trusted group of friends to help out with the construction. Hello and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Destined for Victory. Today's message with Pastor Paul Shepherd is coming right up, but first, I've asked him to share some exciting news and a little encouragement with all of us. Here's Pastor Paul.
This current study in the book of Nehemiah is so exciting, not only because it gives us the historical account of how God called and anointed Nehemiah to lead the enormous project of rebuilding the torn down wall of Jerusalem, but also because it offers principles and patterns by which you and I can see broken and dysfunctional areas of our lives rebuilt and restored as well. And I'm even more excited to let you know that Zulon Press has just published my full-length book based on this study. The book is entitled Rebuilding What the Enemy Almost Destroyed. And I've decided to offer it this month in appreciation for your donation to Destined for Victory. At more than 200 pages in length, the book retails at $15.49, but I'm trusting the Lord to lead each donor in terms of what you should give this month to help us continue letting people everywhere know that our God is a restorer and He will enable us to rebuild whatever areas of our lives the enemy has tried to tear down. So when you donate during the month of September, feel free to request a copy of this impactful book. We'll get it right out to you. Thanks in advance for standing with me this month.
Yes, thank you. And please get in touch with us right away to request your copy of Pastor Paul's newly released book, Rebuilding What the Enemy Almost Destroyed. It's our gift to you this month by request for your gift of any size. So call 855-339-5500 or visit PastorPaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. You can also mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538. Again, that address is Destined for Victory, Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538.
Everybody needs people who see your blind spots. If you're single, that doesn't excuse you. You still need friends who have permission to tell you the truth. Your iron doesn't need to be polished as much as it needs to be sharpened.
You know, when you look at the life of Jesus, you can't help but notice how much He loved people. He ministered to them, talked to them, went out of His way to help them, but He only allowed a select few into His inner circle. Today on Destined for Victory, Pastor Paul Shepherd shares the final five keys to building a solid foundation, one of which is finding a close group of like-minded believers to help you along the way. So let's join him for his teaching, Laying the Groundwork for Great Things.
Put people in their place in your life. Tell your little raggedy relatives, you can't get at me anytime you want. Just not gonna happen. Some of you grandparents, bless your heart, it's like being a soldier and you're going into a second tour of duty, raising your kids' kids for them while they go out and make some more. Just trying to help you. You can do it if you want to, but you ought to have moments when you help them and moments when you say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace, you and your raggedy kids, bye. Just trying to help you. Just a suggestion. You can take it or not take it. Some of y'all need to go on a decent vacation. Well, they don't give me a lot of vacation time on my job. Maximize the time they give you. Maximize it. You don't need a whole lot of time to vacation well. Take what you got and maximize it. And some of y'all need to save toward a trip. Save toward a trip. You can take some daycations and staycations and the local and cheap and all that, but at least have a long-term goal. At one point, decide you're going to get out of your state. And some of y'all need the goal of one day I'm going to leave the country. God made a great, big, beautiful world. You sitting around here, call yourself going to the beach. These little raggedy beaches out here. That's not a beach. Some of y'all know like we know, there are some real beaches in the world where the water is actually blue. You look at it and you're trying to describe what color blue that is. Oh, it's wonderful. There are some places you go, the fish, you can see them swimming around. They know you from California. They say, you finally made it, huh? Come on out here with us. Oh, it's wonderful. Go somewhere, enjoy this great world. See what God has created. And you've got to rest your body, recreate, refresh yourself. You'll be surprised. Sometime my wife and I will just take a two-day trip. If it's a busy time in our schedule and we can't take our full-blown week, we'll just sneak away for 2 days. You'll be surprised what 48 hours of a change of scenery can do for you. Just go somewhere else. Where you going? Else. Kind of doesn't matter, just else. Something beside what I see every day. And you'll be surprised, it'll bless you. So rest is very important. Rest as often as you need to. Here's the E, the first E in the word prepare. Entrust very few people with your God-given plans. Do you notice what happened here in verse 12? We are told that Nehemiah set out at night with a few men. Why did he go at night? Because he wanted everybody else in their house. So he waited till they're all done with the busyness, hustle, and bustle of the day, and they're all in their houses. Some sleep, some not sleep, but they're all home. And then he went out under the cover of night with a few men. Now, he's come to the city on assignment from God. God has put a burden on his heart to rebuild the broken and burned wall. It's going to be a massive project. And he starts out not by announcing the project to the city. He starts out by grabbing a few people, a few men. Maybe these were the men who came to Susa in chapter 1 and first told him. We don't know. We just know it's a few men. And he says, meet me. And they show up and they go out. But he found people who were willing to do the private, secret work with him before they started the publicly known project. You've got to find the people who can walk with you through your nights. See, some of y'all just ask people, can they be your friend? And they say, yeah, and y'all think you're friends. No, I define friendship. When I say friend, I mean I can call you whenever I need you. I mean if I tell you I need you to get on a plane, we need to talk. I expect you to change your schedule, rearrange some things, and show up. You know why? Because I'll do that for you if I'm in your innermost circle. And we need that. I need folk who will walk the wall at night. I don't need people who need the big press conference, then you won't come stand with me while I'm announcing the citywide project. And you standing looking in the camera. I don't need that. I need somebody who will walk the wall. Who say, look, now what do you think we ought to do here? Do you have people you can trust with your nights? And if you don't have them yet, pull them into your life. Ask God to help me discern who's to be in my Nehemiah few. Ask God to help you discern it. And seek his direction. There are people in the kingdom of God, probably people in your church, in your fellowship group. But there are people who will play that role. And if you're married, make sure that you're synced up with your partner so they can be that person who sees what you don't see. Everybody needs people who see your blind spots. If you're single, that doesn't excuse you. You still need friends who have permission to tell you the truth. Your iron doesn't need to be polished as much as it needs to be sharpened. A lot of y'all only have polishers, people who just shine you up, make you feel and look real good. I need sharpeners. Somebody will make me more effective, even if what you tell me hurts me. Do you have people who have your permission to tell you something they know is going to hurt your feelings? Gotta have that. Gotta have that. Some of y'all say, tell me anything. As soon as they do, you make them regret it. But the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Tighten up your marriage so that your spouse can see. The Bible said when God created a wife for the first man, Adam, how did he describe her? He said, I will make a help suitable for you. I say to men, men need wives because men need help. Need help. I know you think you all that, bruh, but you're not. You some of that. But you've got things you need somebody to look out for you. And the Bible, that's why the Bible says he that finds a wife finds a good thing, not he that finds a woman. You can find a woman all day long. But you find somebody who will love you enough to tell you about yourself, to tell you what to look out for. All of us who are married, male and female, if we had listened to our spouse at some key points in our lives, the spouse saw some things you didn't see. And if you're single and you have a good covenant partner, they played the same role for you, where they just tell you to look out for something. You all excited, you think you got a new friend, and they look and say, You think that's a friend, huh? All of us, married and single, if you have a good covenant relationship, there have been people, men I was excited about being in relationship with, and my wife said, he's not what you think. I said, what you talking about? Hey, he got me. She said, oh, yeah, he gonna get you. No, he ain't got you yet, but he is gonna get you if you keep giving him that access. And I live long enough to get got. Now let's go to the second P. The second P in the word prepare stands for this sentence. Protect your plans from premature exposure. Protect your plans from premature exposure. If God's given you something to do, eventually more people are going to know about it. But at first, you need to protect your plans. If you expose it early, some of the wrong people have ammunition to try to work against you. Now, no weapon formed against you can prosper ultimately. But how many know you really can inconvenience yourself just by trying to do a good thing at a bad time? And just by exposing to too many people what God has told you to do later on. I've had folk looking to buy a house and they told it to the wrong person. And the wrong person, guess what? They gonna try to buy that house. And next thing you know, somebody who heard it has bought it out from under them. I know pastors who were gonna build a building and they talked to the wrong person. And the next thing you know, some other agenda came into play and they had trouble. You're going to have to ask God to give you what one of the old saints in Philly called shut mouth grace. That means grace to just sit on it. You know where God's taking you, but this isn't the time for everybody else to know it. Just sit on it. Just wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Let him strengthen your heart. Some of y'all, that's a discipline you got to develop because you love to tell everything you know. And when you're going to do something for God, that's not a good practice.
Pastor Paul Shepherd will be right back with the rest of today's Destined for Victory message. In addition to radio, today's program is also available on demand and on the go through our free mobile app. Search Destined for Victory in your app store. Using the app, you can order resources, send your prayer requests, and make a safe and secure donation. And of course, you can also listen on demand at our website, pastorpaul.net. That's pastorpaul.net. Now here's Pastor Paul again with the rest of today's message, laying the groundwork for great things.
Now look at the A. Here's the sentence for A in the word prepare. Announce your plans personally. Announce your plans personally. What do I mean by that? We're told in the first part of verse 17 of Nehemiah 2 that Nehemiah, when he got ready for the city to know about the project, he said, I said to them. Now, earlier in the passage, he listed the different people who would eventually need to know. But when he's ready for them to know, he said, I said to them, you see the trouble we're in. Jerusalem lies in ruins. Its gates are burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and we will no longer be in disgrace. He told them, here's what God's put on my heart to do. Let's do it together. And he said it personally. I have learned, and some of you all have to learn, you cannot send somebody else to represent your heart. They can't do it. They can love you, but they can't do it. You got to learn to speak directly to the people you want to know. If I had time, I would show you this. I would pick one of the rows in this room and I would start at the person at the end of the row and give them a little paragraph. I'd whisper probably three sentences in their ear and say, would you pass that all the way down your row, one person at a time? And you would be shocked at what I hear at the end. Now, what did I say over there? and it won't even resemble. Try it sometime. Get together in your growth group and start a sentence with one person and let it go all the way around. All there has to be about 8 or 9 of y'all. And the 9th person, you will say, who'd you talk to? Why? People don't hold on to the message when it passes through all these different minds. And so if you want to say something, say it yourself. That's what you got to learn. Here's another thing that's related to that point. Don't drop hints because the wrong people pick them up. Some of y'all want to get a word to somebody, but you're worried that they're going to be hurt. So you wait to get a little group and then you try to say it subtly. And you just try to say it in little parables. That doesn't work. Don't drop hints. The wrong people pick them up. If there's somebody who you need to speak directly to, tell them what you think. I know it might be uncomfortable, but they're going to be so hurt. They'll get over it, I promise. They'll get over it. Don't worry about their feelings. Worry about making sure they get it directly. If you drop hints, I've learned it. When I first got into leadership, I learned it. If you drop hints, the person you really wanted to get that message didn't pay it any mind. They don't even know what you're up there talking about. They wish you'd hurry up. It happened every time. The one you were shooting for, they never got it. Meanwhile, some little person sitting there struggling with self-esteem, and you say something that wasn't even intended for them, and they say, I guess he's trying to talk to me. And now they all messed up. And as a pastor, now I got to have 3 counseling appointments with them to get them back to where they were because they took something wrong. Meanwhile, the person I was hoping would get it is praying about going to another church. You see, so I learned early on, you can't do that as a leader. God tells you, if there's something somebody needs to know, pull them aside. Say, listen here, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about. Might not be the most comfortable to hear, but I think you need to hear it. All right, Pastor. And then I tell him, and it hurts him. Then I get to see how mature they are. Because if they realize I'm saying this for your good, I'm saying this so that God can use you better, you'll say, oh, wow, well, I appreciate it. I mean, yeah, that you know, hits kind of hard, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Pastor. Give me a hug. If they're immature, that's it. See, I knew it. I knew God had been telling me to go to another church, and I just been staying there. Oh, I've been at this a long time. I know how this works. I've seen folk because I had to rebuke them because they were dead wrong and I had to rebuke them. And 3 weeks later, they were led by the Lord. R, the R stands for this sentence. Recruit helpers who will pay more than they cost. That's just a good investment. Don't invest in people who are going to cost you more than they pay you. That's a bad investment. You wouldn't do that with your money. Why would you do that with people? If you pull a person onto your team who is going to cause you all kind of drama and trouble and they're high maintenance, you can't even get the project done for trying to keep them in line. Makes no sense. I need folk who can help me get where I'm going, not folk who are going to put new things on my plate. Find the people who will pay more than they cost. The wrong people in your circle of support, they are going to hinder you. They're not going to help you. You got to find people who can submit because ultimately God gave this assignment to Nehemiah and what he needs is a support team. You're going to need people who can submit. See, some folk can't submit. They only operate. They cannot cooperate. That's a good word. Some folk can only operate. You pull them on your team, they're going to do it their way and their time. You get out of my way and this is mine. I can't get out your way. I'm the supervisor. You know what I'm saying? You're supervising what God's put on your heart to do. You bring somebody on the team to help you with your kids or help you with something, and they got to do it their way and their time, and you get out of my way. They're my kids. I can't get out your way. So you got to find the people who can submit to what God is saying to you. They'll bring their resources, they'll bring their creativity, but they will not do it in a way that disrespects or disrupts what God has put on your heart to do. Recruit the right people. Some of y'all still have the wrong people on your bus. I've been talking about it in different ways, different series. You got the wrong people on your bus and you're driving them all over and they're driving you crazy. Pull the bus over, open the door, and say, this is your stop. You know how long we've been rolling together? Yes, and it's been an adventure. Don't say it's been wonderful, it hasn't. It's been an adventure. But you know, God's kind of leading me into some other things, and you know, I wish you well and all, but you can't play this role. If you're growing in the Lord, you've been evolving as a person. And there are some people in your life who need you to be who you were. They cannot accept who you are. Oh, I just said something. And they are still treating you based on who you were. They haven't even noticed that you've been growing, that you've been sharpening your life, that you've been cutting back on some things, you've been endorsing some things. They haven't even noticed the change. And they're still trying to keep you back here. Meanwhile, God has you down the road. They can't go with you any farther. Love them, but leave them. See, some of y'all don't know that that's a Christian way to be. Y'all think, that just sounds so unChrist-like. I promise you, it's just like Jesus. He healed the man who was the demoniac running around in the tombs, and the man wanted to spend the rest of his life following Jesus everywhere he went. He said, please take me with you. Jesus said, no, you go home and tell them what God's done for you. Don't follow me. Now, if Jesus had to do that, you know you got some folk. No, stay here. And you move on. One more thing and I'm done. The second E in the word prepare stands for this sentence. Exclude those who have a different agenda. Now see, do you see that to become what God's making you and to do what God's given you to do? Do you see how you're going to have to grow up in some ways and mature and make some tough decisions? This is a very tough decision for some of y'all, to exclude people who have a different agenda, because you just are used to figuring out a way to keep everybody happy. You'll never get the will of God done trying to keep everybody happy. There are some people, look at what is said in verses 19 and 20. When Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem heard about it, they mocked and ridiculed. What are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king? Verse 20, Nehemiah said, I answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We are his servants. We're starting to rebuild. As for you, you have nothing to do with it. That's the Paul Shepherd version of the. This isn't about you. What you even doing around here? You don't live in Jerusalem. You have nothing to do with these people. Why put your mouth on something that you have nothing to do with?
Thanks so much for joining us for today's message, Laying the Groundwork for Great Things. If you'd like more information about Destined for Victory, including this month's special offer of Pastor Paul Shepherd's book, Rebuilding What the Enemy Almost Destroyed, call 855-339-5500. This is an exclusive one-time offer, so please call today. Again, that number is 855-339-5500. Or visit us online at PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net. There's an enemy at the gates, and all too often we're letting him walk right in. With a preview, here's Pastor Paul.
Some of our gates are messed up. We look at everything. We listen to anything. We say whatever we feel like saying. And we wonder why the walls of our city are torn down. I want to talk about repairing your gates.
That's tomorrow in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Keys to Building a Better Life. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.